We will move on to item number four, PR-2020-003484-SD-2023-00048, preliminary plat, sketch plat 11123 DFT. The group Ron Hensley, agent for Nafasa Pastun, requests the aforementioned action for all of a portion of lots 2 and 3, block 12, unit 3, Volcano Cliff Subdivision Zone R1-D, located on Mojave Street Northwest between Unser Boulevard and Tasuki Drive, containing approximately 4.25 acres. This was deferred from 4-12-23. Property owners of Pastun Nafasia, a request is to create 19 lots from the existing lots. The applicant, Mr. Hensley, are you in the audience? I thought I saw you.
Yes, I am here.
Mr. Hensley, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Great. Would you give an update to the DFT members and the hearing officer?
Yes, this item was deferred, as everyone knows, to address issues with the Arroyo. Subsequent to that, we have submitted and had approved a revised grading and drainage plan that removed all the drainage improvements from the offsite Arroyo, as well as a revised preliminary plat to show the area adjacent to the Arroyo as a homeowners association tract, so that the scour wall would not be within a public right-of-way. Also completed additional research on the Boca Negra right-of-way, and provided a plat that demonstrates the pertinence of the right-of-way to the lots from 1965. Showing that the right-of-way easement was intended for the benefit and use of the adjacent lots and the Volcano Cliff subdivision.
Okay. It's Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, does that conclude your presentation?
Yes. Okay. I'll wait until the end of the comments to address any other issues.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Did you have any discussions with Parks and Open Space, just for my curiosity?
I had correspondence with the Park Service, and we've set up a pre-construction meeting for tomorrow, where I'll outline the methods and connection of the sanitary sewer line. But as I stated, it's actually within the right-of-way, designated as appurtenant to this site.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you very much, Mr. Hensley. We'll go to the DFT members, the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez,
the Water Authority. Mr. Bohannon, we need to go to public comment.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I apologize. Are there any members of the public that wish to make a comment on this project? Please raise your hand or unmute and raise your hand. Ms. Gomez, I don't see anybody. Do you?
I do not, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Wilfley. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Ms. Wilfley, for reminding me. We'll go back to the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. Water Authority has no objection.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. We'll go to Code Enforcement, Jeff Palmer.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Let me make my statement and then we'll seek clarification on this. As before, I'm noting that the property is located within that 330 feet of the major public open space, and appears to meet the buffer requirements as per IDO 52J2A1. However, since the IDO indicates these buffers must be approved by open space superintendent, again, code enforcement would like to confirm Parks is in agreement with this determination. And the required landscape buffer areas should be clearly marked and noted on the plat as discussed in the 5-10-23 hearing I don't see that on what was submitted. I would like to get some clarification on that as to whether tract A on the new submittal, if we've cut that little portion out of lot five, or just some clarity as to where the landscape buffers are and what if the lot sizes have changed.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So if I understand your question correctly, Mr. Palmer, you're saying that either on lot five, a landscape buffer needs to be shown on the plat, and it on tract A, it needs to also be somehow denoted in the notes. Is that a good?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer. And my other portion of that is not only should those be marked, but I was seeking clarification. If you look at the new plat that was submitted, not this picture that's before us, if we could go up to the new plat that was submitted, that it appears that tract A has been modified, that one. Is that clear? Is that correct that tract A has been modified in that little portion up where that in the Northwest.
This is Ron Hensley, if I may.
Mr. Hensley, what I'm going to do, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. This is what I'm going to do, Mr. Hensley, is I've got a note, and we're going to go through all the staff comments so that we get them all out on the table. And then we can come back and we'll start addressing these one by one. I get everything else out on the table and we're not rehashing items. So thank you. So Mr. Palmer, so the question is on the grading plan, it's not matching for lot five, the plat. That's one issue that you're raising. The other issue is there's a crosshatched area on tract A, which is the pond, which I think you're asking for clarification if that's the buffer open space or the buffer landscaping.
Right, and really I'm asking for clarification on, since it's not marked, the landscape buffer area across the whole plat, and then just clarification on lot A, the size of it, if that has been modified.
Okay, Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you very much. Ms. Phelan?
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I just wanted, I hadn't seen the historical document and wasn't aware that the site visit had been set up. I know that it was being planned, and so my comments were that the National Park Service and Open Space still needed permits to be requested for the sewer connection. Just to verify where the work would be and what type of work. And so I think Tricia and Chantel are here from Open Space and the National Park Service. And if it's allowed, Mr. Hearing Officer, I would like them to weigh in on the decision.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I called for public comments and they didn't raise their hands. In this case, let me open again. Ms. Kiefer and Ms. Walter, do you have comments?
Chair Bohannon. Development Hearing Officer Bohannon. I would like to
just a second. Let me swear you in. Do you state your name and address for the record?
Tricia Keffer, 3615 Los Bocaros Road, Southeast Albuquerque.
And do you swear to tell affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
And can you state who you're with?
I'm with the City Open Space Division.
Thank you. Okay, proceed.
I know that Chantel has been working with Nancy, the superintendent of the monument, who wasn't able to be here today, on some things legally. And I would like to defer to anything that she has to say if she does, but I have seen the plat that Mr. Hensley mentioned. And I guess from a legal standpoint, I don't actually, I'm not clear on whether what the statement that it can be used for this application is accurate. So I really would like to hear more from a legal standpoint what that plat means to them.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Kiefer, Ms. Walter, would you unmute and provide us your name and address for the record? You're on mute for some reason. Still not hearing you. There is a call-in number in the agenda item that you may want to call in with your cell phone and avoid using your computer speakers.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Thank you, Ms. Walter.
Great.
State your name and address for the record.
Yep. Shantia Walter, 6001 Unser Boulevard, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87120.
Do you swear?
And with the National...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying I'm with the National Park Service, an Environmental Protection Specialist.
Thank you. Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay.
So as mentioned, we have a site visit that we're setting up tomorrow where there's a number of us meeting to discuss this project. And I think the main concern for us is that, you know, better understanding what the connection is to the sewer line in the monument. So we're hoping to get more information on that when we're meeting on site. I'm not really thinking of it as a pre-construction meeting, but just an opportunity to share concerns, get better understanding, like I said, of the sewer connection, because it is within the monument boundary. There was information showing a drainage and utility easement. I think that's been a big question for many of us. So, you know, I'd like to explore that more and what that means.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So from my understanding from the initial application, is that all of the physical improvements for the scour wall have been taken off of the open space area, or actually the parks, the Arroyo area, and pulled into the project. And so the only item that is remaining would be this sanitary sewer connection that would go through there, and as well as what Mr. Palmer raised about the open space buffers. Have you looked at the scour wall section, and is your comments the only thing related left is the sanitary sewer connection?
I'm here on behalf of Nancy Hendricks, the superintendent, who's not here. So I'd say I'm familiar with this project, but I haven't dug into all the details. But as far as I know, I think, you know, I understand that the scour wall has been pushed back, so it's further away from the monument boundary. And I think the main question for us is that connection to the sewer line. My understanding is there's a sewer line in Mojave Street as well. So I think the site visit will really help tomorrow to clarify some things.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. Anything else you want to add?
I think that's it for now. Thank you for the opportunity to share my comments.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon, we're going to still proceed through DFT, and I may come back and ask a few more questions. We're going to go to hydrology, Mr. Chin.
Tiquan Chin, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved revised grading drainage plan with engineer's stamp data of May 15th, 2023. Hydrology needs approvals from National Park Services and Open Space. That's all from hydrology.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So the approvals that you're seeking of the applicant from Parks and the National Monument, is that in, could you elaborate why those?
The sewer line service still goes to the arroyo, and also this drainage sheet flows goes to the arroyo drainage easement as well. So that's under National Park Service jurisdiction.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So if I may articulate it, and Jay, if you could leave this one up. So what you're saying is because of the Weir flow out of Tract A, that they're going to need the approval of the Park Services for your final approval of your grading and drainage plan. Is that a condition of the final grading and drainage plan approval?
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Yes, Mr. Office, Hearing Officer, that's correct.
Okay. But Hearing Officer Bohannon, this is, so the only issue is that sheet flow from the Weir for hydrology.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology, that's correct.
Thank you. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll go to transportation. Ernest
Armijo, transportation. I see on the drawing you have up here that you now have a separate track in order to keep the scour wall out of the right of way. The one thing though is this is a grading and drainage plan. This is your approved revised grading and drainage plan. I mean, it's like we need to make sure that all of this reconfiguration here is actually shown on the plat. I don't see where the plat was updated. I mean, I don't have any objections, but we do need to make sure that this matches up with the plat.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So let me try to have you articulate that a little bit better. So what you're saying is from the grading plan, again, is what was identified was lot 5 has a much smaller footprint and a potential buffer up in the northwest corner. And then was there anything else as far as the scour wall that you could articulate better?
Ernest Armijo, transportation. So based on some discussions we've had with the applicant, where he had moved the scour wall to be adjacent to the roadway, transportation wouldn't allow that within right of way because we couldn't take responsibility for that. So what the applicant did is you notice this tract A, it's now stretched out to hold all of Colton Street. All of that is now tract. It's no longer right of way. So, but if you compare this approved grading and drainage plan with the plat that was submitted previously that I haven't seen an update to, it now doesn't match because this tract A is now a different shape. Lot 5 is a different shape, you know, in order to accomplish this. So, I mean, I'm fine with how they've arranged this, but, you know, I'm sure Mr. Hensley knows that this needs to be shown on the plat.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Okay, thank you. I understand. I may, again, have more questions for you if this is a tract and if the other streets are public right-of-way, so I may have some additional questions for you. Mr. Hensley, I do see your hand, and we're down to planning, and then we're going to have, it's going to be your time to address these comments.
I just wanted to say that the revised plat was included in the supplemental submittal. So I just wanted to say that.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Hensley. And I did see that, but yeah, this is starting to make some clarity of what's going on. So we'll move on to planning. Jolene or Jay, who's going to handle this?
This is Jolene Wolfley with planning. Our comments started out by recommending that the application be deferred to June 28th. This would allow for an on-site meeting to take place and hopefully some resolution about what the approval process would be for the National Park Service with regard to any construction that would occur in the Boca Negra Arroyo that is part of the National Monument. I think Mr. Hensley misrepresented when he said that this was a construction meeting as if this was a pre-construction meeting. No, this is a pre-approval meeting for him to be able to finally explain what the National Park Service has been asking for, which is to understand exactly what the where the connection would be, what the width of the trench would be, how deep the trench, all of those details they've been asked for several months, but they haven't been provided yet. And so the National Park Service initiated an on-site meeting to try to help move things forward. And that's shouldn't be misconstrued as a pre-construction meeting, as our comments talked before later on about the need for a pre-construction meeting, but that would be post-approval of the plat.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So one of your first comment is that you're recommending a deferral to allow that meeting to concur. That's basically what I heard.
Yeah, that's the first comment. And the applicant didn't choose to defer before the meeting occurred today. In addition, we have some outstanding notes or changes that need to be made on the infrastructure list, where it says notes, drainage, we need the word standard in front of specification. With regard to maintenance notes for the homeowners association, we need it to clearly show that the track day drainage pond be maintained by the homeowners association. And the city engineer spoke with me as well, and he wants that also the scour wall to be noted as being maintained by the homeowners association. What's a little fuzzy is, so the requirement is that you provide a single loaded street adjacent to major public open space, or with the permission of the open space superintendent, you can provide a landscape buffer that's also 45 feet wide. A drainage pond does qualify as something that can be in a landscape buffer. So we've kind of got all three of those now on the boundary with the national park. So the road is fine. The 45 feet that is to the far west, if you want to show the plat again, Jay, that would be helpful. We've had this note out there. The 45 feet on the far west side that shows here as part of lot 5, that could be part of a track that's maintained by the homeowners association, but whether it's privately part of track 5 or publicly or homeowners association owned, divided off from track 5, that the planting of that needs to be per the open space superintendent. It also, we've had on here our comments for a long time that there needs to be a note on the plat to show that is a part of the landscape buffer, and the plat material needs to be approved by the open space superintendent, so everyone's aware of that. And then as we go to the far east corner, northeast corner, that tract A, which is the drainage pond, you know, that planting probably should also be approved by the open space superintendent, but if they follow the standard specifications, they should be fine there. So I'm not quite sure what Mr. Hensley is proposing in terms of a change in what is tract A and what is tract 5 and Kelso Dunes Loop, but he can clarify that. And I think those are the items. Once again, because the applicant didn't make great progress since the last hearing, and we're now, we are just kind of talking about things this week, we would still recommend that this be deferred just to make sure that the approval process for the people, the parties, the National Park Service and Open Space that own the land adjacent to this property, that they are allowed to identify what their approval process is so that we can make sure this is an approvable subdivision. It likely is, but the city engineer said that we would not be able to sign off on the plat until the National Park Service gave their approval.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, so, and I believe that was the same condition that Mr. Palmer had pointed out, that they needed that as a condition. Could you do me a favor and look up the IDO reference for the 45 buffer and get that to me and or put that in the chat function for me? Why have Mr. Hensley go through and provide a lot more detail? Okay, with that, Mr. Hensley, so you've made progress. So let's walk through these comments that staff has presented.
And okay, this is Ron Hensley.
Jay, I would suggest, Jay, that you make him co-host so that he can share his screen to help him do the response.
I'm on a different computer. I don't know how much reference material I have available, but I'll if there's anything I can reference, I'll provide it. And I'll just start from the beginning of the comments and work our way through. The plat that's shown on the screen right now is not the one that was included in our supplemental submittal as the revised plat.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Jake, do you have that? And can you pull that up on the screen so that we're not... So we all have the same document that we're looking at.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I was not able to find this revised preliminary plat Mr. Hensley is referring to in our files. I request that he email me now that revised preliminary plat. And if there's a revised infrastructure list, please email me that as well. And I will share that information as soon as I get it.
Thank you, God. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, I've looked through all the files as well, and I couldn't find an updated plat while we're doing this. So I think that would be critical, but if we could probably go through the grading plan, or let's just give you a couple of minutes, and once you send the plat through, let's just take them in order.
Excuse me, Mr. Bohannon, I have up here on the screen the provision from IDO regarding where a single lotus street is not desired by the open space division, a landscape buffer with a minimum of width of 45 feet may be substituted as approved by the open space superintendent. And then existing vegetation of the plant palette with approval of the open space superintendent be provided.
Okay. Thank you. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Ms. Wilford. That's what I needed.
Okay.
Mr. Hensley, have you sent that off to Jay?
I'm searching for the file as we speak. I'm not having luck. As I said, it was in a supplemental submittal that was submitted. And it was it included the revised grading plan. So the revised grading plan was included, but somehow the other one wasn't.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So the one that I have that's dated June 14th is just the grading plan. It doesn't have the plat.
Okay. Well, the plat does show that track day matches what is on the grading plan. And encompasses the entire street and the whole boundary the northern boundary is part of Tract A now and would be managed and maintained by the Homeowners Association as part of the Tract A notes.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So, Mr. Hensley, thank you. Let me try to use this and walk through this. And I would suggest you keep searching for the plat today. Actually, scroll back up, Jay. Thank you. So Tract A is now, actually, Jay, let me share my screen because I've got that up.
Go ahead, Mr. Hinosser, your co-host.
Okay, so Tract A are you seeing the grading plan?
Yes.
Okay.
So Tract A is basically this tract now. Is that correct, Mr. Hensley?
Yes, you can see where the right-of-way line, property line crosses the street, right at just okay. north of the manholes, then it crosses the other street, and then it encompasses the pond.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So if this is Tract A, then this will be a public easement for these public streets to circulate back around?
That's correct. It's public access, drainage, utilities, all of the standard language that goes along with a public right-of-way within a private tract.
Okay, so this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So as a private tract, I heard the transportation engineer as well as the city engineer say is that portion along with the scour wall will be maintained by the association, and that's what you're presenting.
That is correct, and any notes necessary to that effect would be included on the final plat.
Okay, as well as any landscaping in this area as well.
Yes, any undisturbed areas would be left as native. That would be the west end adjacent to the arroyo. I anticipate that remaining as native. And any disturbed areas would be reseeded with native vegetation or with approved open space vegetation.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon, and you understand what the hydrology condition is about this weir flow, overflow, needing permission from the open space?
I disagree. I understand the comment. I believe the drainage easement that's pertinent to this lot grants the right of discharge. So I don't understand what additional permitting would be required.
This Hearing Officer Bohannon. So let me just ask you a different way. So you got a condition of approval from the city of Albuquerque for hydrology. And my understanding was from testimony that part of that was to get approval from the major open space for this weir. Is that your understanding of your approval?
This is Ron Hensley. No, sir, it's not. The grading plan approval did not contain any conditions. This condition is new to me and was just included in the DFT comments and was not a condition of the grading plan approval.
Okay, this Hearing Officer Bohannon, Mr. Chin, do you happen to have the approval letter of this in your file by any chance?
Iguan Chin, Hydrology. Yes, I do.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Could you share that with the Hearing Officer?
Let me find it right away.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, this is Tihuan Chen from Hydrology. I agree with Mr. Hensley's comment. In my approval letter, I may have not have this language, but this is a different jurisdiction, okay? This is under national park and open space jurisdiction. Like, you know, you have city and county adjacent together. When city approves something to the county, we need the county's consent. So the same situation here, even city hydrology approved your gradient drainage plan, I still need a national park to consent. This is allowed.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Chin, so my understanding and at the last hearing was what we determined was the property, at least my understanding, and staff can correct me, was the property due north of this is owned by the city of Albuquerque. There is a drainage easement that covers this, and that that the drainage easement was to convey drainage. So if this pond was connecting to that drainage easement, it would appear to this hearing officer that you would have the ability to discharge into that drainage easement. Is there anything different in my assumptions, Mr. Chin?
Yes, that's drainage easement, but it's under different jurisdiction. Even city owns that parcel, that's under open space jurisdiction and National Park Services jurisdiction. I do need their consent, their agreement. That's something, you know, I approved. That's, you know, like I approve something drains to the next door neighbor, and the next door neighbor has to have the drainage easement, or next door neighbor has to be in agreement with me, and then we can drain. This is drainage easement, but it's under different jurisdiction.
Yeah. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, just a second. Ms. Phelan, you have your hand raised.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. And I've stated this before, but I don't think that our concern is whether drainage is supposed to be in a drainage easement. That's not really the concern. The biggest concern is that the National Park Service is mandated to protect the features and the land that makes up the monument, and drainage features are a piece of that, especially in this area, because it's very sensitive to washout. There's a lot of erosion. And this particular piece of the Bocanegra Arroyo is natural. There's no concrete, there's no improvement. It's just a completely natural arroyo, and we also have proposed trail through that area. And so I think we just need to have the meeting and go through the process. And that's been sort of the resounding commentary this entire time. And we continue to get letters from the applicant arguing about the drainage portion, and that's not, you know, that's not the thing that needs to happen. We need to have clarity on exactly what will be going into the arroyo so that the experts at National Park Service and our Open Space Division can make that decision.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Ms. Phelan. What's at stake here is there's a legal document, a drainage easement that does convey, and there are other means for the IDO to help protect the monument and the open space. But right now, what I'm trying to get under an understanding is there's an existing drainage easement that property owners should be able to rely on. And that's what I'm trying to get through. Thank you, Mr. Tequan. I see that, but I don't see that as a condition that we need, that you provided a condition to the applicant for approval by the underlying property owner to the north.
The Quanchung Hydrology, you're correct, Mr. Hearing Officer. I didn't put the conditional, but I think it's appropriate to get the National Park Services and Open Space approval for this final plat.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I understand, and I heard your comments. Mr. Hensley, would you continue addressing the questions? Because what I have is the plat, we still have the condition of the open space, we still have the condition of the sheet flow, although it's not part of the approval. And then you have some updated notes. Could you, that's what I've written down. Is there any other items that you'd like to express?
Well, as you stated, I think those are all notes that can be added. The revised language on the infrastructure list can easily be provided. I think the only issue is whether additional permitting is required for the sanitary sewer connection. And I believe, you know, the establishment legislation, section 107 of the act, you know, clearly states that the monument can't diminish any property rights that were pre-existing the monument. And you know, in my opinion, you know, the property owner's rights have already been diminished by this continuing process. So I don't believe that there's any doubt as to the right of access to the easement for drainage or the sanitary sewer, and any construction notes or construction concerns, I think should be addressed during those phases. And I don't think there's any restrictions to the entitlements of preliminary plat that's being requested.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, thank you. Unfortunately, we do not have a copy of the updated plat. So there is no way I can take action on that today without that plat as part of the record. And so, unfortunately, I'm going to have to defer you to the 28th at a minimum. So that you can get that plat into staff and then we can start addressing those questions. I think there was enough, I think staff has relayed to you some guidance that I think may help out once you get that plat. I think you're very close. I think that you're very close. I think if you can meet with Parks and the National Monument tomorrow to work out these things, I think it'll make it a lot easier. I do understand the position that you're taking, but at this time I don't have all the information to be able to render a decision. Do you have any, so I'm going to let you comment and then I'm going to probably defer this case until the 28th.
This is Ron Hensley, Hearing Officer. Understood. I could probably provide an additional copy of the submittal plat prior to the end of this meeting, but a deferral to the next meeting would be acceptable to make sure that it's in the record.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Hensley. And I think tomorrow's meeting is pivotal. So with that, I'm going to move item four, PR 2020-003484, SD 2023-00048, preliminary plat to the hearing of June 28th. Thank you, Mr. Hensley. Thank you, staff.
Thank you.